listening to Sam in the Morning, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show. Today is Wednesday, March 27th. The year is 24. Instead, you've not been, in case you've not been around. The new year has been it's actually 3 months old now. And we've got a very special guest in the studio. We always have good guests, but this one is very special. And his name is John Jubilee, which is a very happy name. Welcome to the show, John.
Thank you, Sam. I'm honored to be here.
Is this your real name, or did you change it for business?
Well, you know, it's funny that you asked me that. It's on my birth certificate, and I got asked that so many times, I put my birth certificate on the website so people could see that's my real name.
Yeah, so people could know, right? That's good. It's a nice thing to be... to grow up with a name like this, right?
Yeah.
And people always probably ask you about it and stuff. It's really cool.
Well, you know, I was from Nashville, Tennessee, and there's a lot of singers there. And so it would be a great stage name if I was a singer, but I'm not a singer.
That's true. What was it like growing up in Nashville?
Well, actually, I grew up in Columbus, Ohio, and I moved to Nashville later in life. But I had quite a dramatic start, Sam. I grew up in the inner city of Columbus, Ohio, in an area called the Bottoms. They called it the Bottoms because it was one step below the projects.
Uh-huh.
So I grew up in pretty much abject poverty, but had a heroic mother, single mom, raised in the inner city. She raised four kids as a single mom and had two of us as teenagers.
Wow.
But I started delivering papers when I was 9 years old to help my mom. Yep. So I was always a hard worker to, you know, wanted to help put some money in my mom's pocket and, you know, help pay for that spam. You know,
there you go. You do what you have to do.
We did.
Yeah. That's good inspiration for the younger generation. You know, they don't seem to want to work very hard. I don't know. Not everybody, of course, you know, but it's just that's the reputation they got, you know, especially after the pandemic. But so that's pretty cool. Is your brother older or younger than you?
Well, actually, I had one older brother and one younger brother. But unfortunately, when you grow up in a neighborhood like that, it's very dangerous. A lot of violence and drug activity. Both of my brothers were murdered.
Are you serious?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Wow.
So both of them, neither one of them made it out. And, you know, they made some different life choices. You know, they kind of got into the gang and the drug culture. And unfortunately, because of those choices, I lost them.
You don't
them
win with that, huh?
No, nope. I lost them at a young age.
Wow. Like teenagers?
Yes, yes.
Really? Well, I'm sorry to hear that, but that must have given you some kind of like sobered you up and stuff, right? Make you decide to have maybe a productive life, a more, you know.
Yes. Yeah. No. 100%.
More mainstream.
No, it definitely. When you grow up in that environment, you're only going to make two choices. You're either going to make the bad choice and try to take shortcuts in life, or. And listen, with all due respect for, you know, people that are listening out there, you know, people that, you know, get into alcohol or drugs, Sam, I have all the empathy in the world. I can tell you, you know, we grew up hard. And so my brothers were just trying to basically medicate their pain. They were trying to medicate their pain. So when they got into alcohol and drugs, they were in a lot of pain. And I was too.
Yeah, yeah.
I just chose to go work hard. So, you know, I had a paper route. You know, I was delivering papers 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning, you know, before I went to school, you know, before I went to elementary school, by the way. And for those of you that are wondering out there, like, how does that kid get a paper route at 9 years old? Because you can't get a paper route, Sam, when you're nine.
Yeah.
And there actually was a boy that was mentally challenged in my neighborhood, and he was 13. And so he became my first employee. So I partnered with him. We got the paper route in his name.
Yeah.
But I was delivering papers. I was buying bicycles and fixing them up and, you know, just doing everything I could to help my mom make money. And by the time I was 15 years old, I was working in a foundry, you know, an iron mill, 10 at night till 6 in the morning.
Really?
And, yep. 1975, I was making $24 an hour. You know, I was generating some serious money for 1975.
So you really helped your mom out quite a bit.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And yourself, obviously.
Yes, sir.
Were you able to save some money for yourself?
You know what? I actually banked about $60,000 in high school.
Are you serious?
I did. I was saving money to go to college. And but then thankfully, you know, one day when I was playing I was playing a sporting event with some of my buddies from high school, and they said, John, we'll see you at the SATs on Saturday. And I said, oh, great, I'll see you there. And then I was going around school going, what's the SAT? I didn't even know what it was. And then I thought, you're kidding me. I gave up my Saturday for a test, because when you work 10 at night till 6 in the morning and then go to high school, you look forward to Saturday. That was my sleep-in day. You know, yeah. I actually got to sleep on that day.
Yeah.
But I took that test, and I just happened to, you know, score, you know, top 1% in the nation. I got a full-ride scholarship.
Wow.
To college. So I got to keep all my money.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you're a very fortunate and hardworking man, let me tell you, from an early age, you know. What school did you go to? College.
Yeah, I went to Indiana University.
Oh, so you went out of state again. I mean, you were born in Illinois, you said.
No, I was born in Columbus, Ohio.
In Ohio, sorry.
Yep. Yeah.
Midwest, well, it's all like jumbled.
No, it's a crazy dramatic story. No, I actually did some undercover work with my Uncle Randy. He started the first SWAT team in Ohio, and he had me working undercover in high school to help, you know, bust a couple drug gangs.
Wow.
And I ended up in witness protection. So
really?
They moved me to Indiana.
Oh, I see.
In the middle of nowhere, Warsaw, Indiana, where nobody would find me.
Wow. So, and what was college like for you? Did you like it? Did you?
No, I did. And, you know, when I was in college, you know, I had the full experience. I was in Sigma Pi fraternity, and but I still worked two or three jobs when I was in college. I was just so used to working hard and, you know, being that entrepreneurial spirit.
Yeah.
But I had a great experience, and, you know, and then actually I came out of, you know, as soon as I got out of college, I got a call from actually the guy that had the bank I had my $60,000 in. He called me up and said, hey, I want you to manage a mortgage company for me. And I said, how do you spell mortgage? Is there a he goes, John, really, you'll be amazing at this. You're such a hard worker. You know, you scored the top 1% in math in the world. So anyway, I did. When I went to college, I took a 45-minute math entrance test. I tested out of 12 years of math in 45 minutes. That was a good investment.
Wow.
That's
unbelievable.
Saved me a lot of time. But so I had a run in banking, Sam, first. So I was in the banking industry, and, you know, I ended up managing a couple hundred bank branches, and I really enjoyed that.
And how old were you at that time?
24. I was 24 years
really?
Old. Yeah.
Man, you're an inspiration. Let me tell you, you've done a lot in your life.
Yeah, no, I've had an exciting life. I really have. I wouldn't recommend it for anybody, though.
Not easy, right?
No, it was not easy.
Well, it never comes easy, you know. I mean, there you go. But you found opportunities, and you seized them, and you made yourself to what you are today, you know.
Yes.
And at what point did you move to California? You live in Orange County.
Yes.
Which is south of L.A. When did you move to California?
So I just moved to California about 6 years ago, and I had moved from Indiana to Tennessee, and I raised five children as a single dad. I adopted two children, two African-American boys, so I called those my rainbow boys because they're black, brown, and white. So I had three the same age but three different colors.
Now, you adopted them.
I adopted
just
them.
Just you, without a wife. Or
yes,
anything.
Without a wife. I had three biological children. And so I was divorced. Mm-hmm. So then I was but my oldest son, when he was 13, two of his buddies that he played football with, they just asked me on the same weekend, Coach Jubilee, because I coached high school football. Mm-hmm. That was my give back to my community. It wasn't my job, but I did it. I was the only non-teacher coach in Williamson County. But, you know, we played 6A football, and so that was my give back to my community, you know, kind of be a father to the fatherless, you know, a lot of fatherless young men in the sports world. But two of these young men said, Coach Jubilee, would you adopt us? And I said, man, you just can't. I love you boys, but I just can't adopt you. You know, and they said, no.
My hands full.
They said, no, we already talked to our parents, and they said it'd be okay. I said, get in the car.
Really?
And so we drove to their where they lived. They both lived in the projects, and and their parents did. Their parents said, yeah, we think they'd have a better life with you. And signed up adopting these young men at 13 years old. And both of them, tremendous success. You know, both went to college. One went to college and then went in the military, and just amazing, you know.
Yeah.
It's a very fulfilling thing. You know, anybody out there that's considering, I would say You know, I love my biological kids and they love me, but those adopted boys love me more.
Yeah, right.
I'll tell you what, they appreciate you a little bit more when you adopt
them. Yeah, because you go the extra mile for them, you know, because they realize, you know, it's not like you have to love them, you know, you have a choice there.
And, that's right.
Wow. And so five kids altogether?
Well, I actually have eight. So I have three more.
Eight?
I have three more at home. I'm in version 2.0. So I have twin 9-year-old boys and a 12-year-old.
Wow. Well, you got to love kids, obviously.
Obviously, yes, sir.
Yeah. Very nice. You know, I mean, that's a lot of responsibility.
Yes.
Right?
It is. But it's very fulfilling. You know, it's very fulfilling and a lot of joy. You know, a lot of joy from, you know, raising children the right way and so that they can have the most amazing life they can.
That's true. Now, let me ask you this. How hard is it to adopt a kid when you're single?
You know what? That's a great question. It's virtually impossible. And the only reason I was able to do that was because I was already a court-approved special agent in the system. So a lot of the foster kids that were having deep challenges, deep emotional challenges, usually it was young men, usually African-American young men, they would send these guys to my house because I just had a way of helping them to get stable and to overcome their emotional trauma, their challenges. You know, a lot of them had outburst and, you know, violent type of backgrounds. Right. So because of my background that I grew up in, I knew how to relate to these young men.
Yeah.
So I became it's called a CASA, court-approved special agent, CASA. Again, that I just did that while I was single. So because I was already a CASA-approved parent when we went to court, and imagine this court scene. I have both parents of the boys, and the boys are there, and the judge is looking at him going, "You guys just want to give your sons to this man?"
Yeah. What's that all about?
And they said, "Well, we just think they'll have a better life with Coach Jubilee. He provides a stable environment." And the judge said, "Well, frankly," he said, "we would never consider letting a single man adopt. But because Coach Jubilee, he's an angel of our community, he's a CASA-approved parent, we're going to approve it." So it was very rare that they would approve that.
Yeah, yeah. Wow. What a life. And we haven't gotten into the stuff you're doing now yet. I'm just really, I mean, I'm blown away by the stuff you've done, you know. And where did you get all that, like, motivation and stuff? Was that, did your mom help out with that? Or were you just blessed, born like that?
You know what? I really have to say, you know, I was very spiritual from a young age. And so because I had no father, you know, a lot of kids used to make fun of me, you know, you don't even have a dad. And I don't know where I got this, Sam, but since I was a little boy, I'd say, well, God's my dad. God's my dad. So I had a deep spiritual belief from a young age. And then, and I believe my faith from a young age is really where that came from. I think God just put a special blessing, you know, on my life. And so I always had a positive attitude. I always was a hard worker. I really believe, yeah, God literally just gave me that as a gift.
Yeah.
It was just a gift. There's nothing I did to earn that or to create that. I believe that was a God-given gift.
Yeah, obviously. Yeah, you got to be very grateful, you know. Not everybody gets that, you know.
Yes.
But then again, I mean, your faith and stuff, I'm sure that helped a lot, you know, because internally I know that it makes you look at life differently and not as a victim, you know. And that, I think, helps a lot. Through life, you know, so I'm not surprised that that helped you quite a bit. You know?
Well, it really did, you know, really my whole life. And I love that you use that word as, because I say it again with all grace and empathy, you know, for my brothers, because, you know, we could have all chosen the victim mentality, and I have nothing but, deep empathy for my brothers because, you know, technically, we were victims. You know, we had child abuse in our family. We had extreme poverty. We had a lot of challenges going on. My mom was working 80 hours a week, so we had no parental supervision. So we had access to all the bad things in the world, you know, to pornography, to drugs, to alcohol. I mean, our house was full of those things. But I was able to just kind of step back, take a couple steps back from a young age and realize I could make these choices or I could make these choices.
Yeah.
And I just chose a different path.
Yeah.
Now, I still hung out with my brothers, by the way.
Right.
So I'd be driving the car at 14 years old when they were going to go do their drug deals and all that because I thought I could help keep them safe. And by the way, I did. We probably had 20 life and death situations that they were saved, you know. And I did have to do some, you know, a little bit of street fighting there sometimes. And not that I enjoyed that, but I was going to, you know, protect my brothers and keep them alive. But I never did take on that victim mentality. I was like, okay, this is adversity. This is challenging. I recognized what it was, but I just received it for what it was. Like, okay, it is a brick wall, but we can be the tank and we can run through the brick walls of our life. We can make a different choice and we can overcome all adversity in our life.
Yeah, yeah. Wow. Now, are you like, in addition to what you do now, have you considered like coaching? I mean, you probably do that already, right? Do you coach people on life and things like that?
Well, we really do. Part of our Energize Health protocol that we teach, we really are coaching people in all aspects of their life, in their mind, their body, their spirit. And then obviously we've had a lot of great business success. So, you know, we help mentor other business leaders so that they can come to the highest levels of success and overcome whatever trauma. You know, Sam, we all have trauma in our past somewhere. Mm. We've either were abused as children or by, you know, a significant other in our life. Everyone has some kind of trauma. And that's part of what we deal with, this cellular trauma with people. You know, what happened to them that caused them to make the decisions they make today?
Yeah. And we'll get to that in just a second. I just want to continue the story. So what made you decide to move to California?
Yeah. So what happened was, because I had that banking background, but then I had a situation that happened where, you know, I ended up with my own health issues, you know, so I was bone on bone in both my knees and man, if anybody's ever had bone on bone like that, it hurts, Sam. It hurts to walk.
I can imagine.
Like every step of my
life.
And
how does that happen? Is that like hereditary or something?
No, it's, you lose, especially for athletes. You know, I played basketball and football and baseball and I played a lot of street ball with, you know, in the hood with my brothers, you know. And so I was on an all-black basketball team and an all-black football team and an all-black league, by the way. I was the only white guy in there. But I had a lot of fun and, you know, I wouldn't trade it for anything. But when you play on concrete like that, you grind your cartilage away.
I see.
And so basically over all the years of playing sports, and then I just continued to, you know, play sports recreationally, and I just ground my cartilage to nothing. So I just had no cartilage left in there.
Yeah.
But again, it feels like you're being stabbed with a knife in the knee every time you take a step when you don't have any cartilage in there. It really hurts. And so I was in pain every day, and I had hypertension and high blood pressure, and I had brain fog, and it was challenging, man. It was a dark time of my life. And
how old were you at the time?
Well, so I was in my 30s. So by the time I was like 30 years old, I'd lost all that cartilage. So I struggled for almost 10 years. I tried all these supplements and programs because I had a lot of money. You know, I had all that big banking business going on. And so I tried every diet. I tried every exercise program. I mean, I can't even tell you how much money I spent. It was over six figures for sure.
Really?
You know, over $100,000 of trying everything there was. And you know what I learned? Everything works for a minute, but it's not sustainable, right?
It's temporary.
It's always temporary. And so in my frustration, Sam, I went and, you know, I'm not a smart guy, but I am a gifted guy. You know, I was born with a photographic memory. You know, I was quoting encyclopedias when I was in second grade. You know,
you're smart.
Well, I don't know if that's smart. Gifted.
You're being modest, but it's a gift. I mean, you know, you did well in math and all that stuff. I mean, come on, you know. You are a smart guy. Go ahead.
Well, so I went and researched thousands of pages of science. Mm-hmm. And so just the way my brain works. So anybody out there that took algebra, if you remember, you had to go through all those steps, right? Just to solve one algebraic equation.
Uh-huh.
And but for me, I would just look at it and say, that's a to the third minus x squared. You know, like my brain just skips all the steps.
Uh-huh.
So when I went and researched the science of health, I realized the same thing. My brain just skips all the steps and realized, oh, this is so simple. It's cellular. If your cells are healthy, you're healthy, period. And then how do you make a cell healthy? Oh, you have to get the hydration into the cell. And so that's when I created this Energized Health protocol for myself. I just wanted to get healthy myself.
Right.
And so when it happened to me, you know, obviously I was coaching football and, you know, I was volunteering at my church and volunteering in these other businesses, helping people at the time. Well, I had a pretty big circle. So next thing you know, I start helping all these people. And so 10 people, turns into 100, turns into 1,000, turns into 2,000. Well, Sam, I did this for 10 years. For 10 years, I'm just helping people for free because I wanted them to have what I had.
Yeah.
I wanted them to have this optimal health at the cellular level. So I'm helping all these people get healthy. Well, in the meantime, I told you I'm a man of faith. And so I used to go to this Bible study that kind of these high-level business guys would, you know, 2 hours, they'd meet every Friday. And so one Friday, you know, I come in there and the head guy, who he's a real famous guy, and I'm not going to name drop his name, but he's got 12 million followers and 800 employees. But he sat me down just knee to knee, toe to toe, and pointing his finger in my face. And he's like, John Jubilee, you got to go full time in health and wellness, man. You are going to change the world.
Yeah.
He said, no one knows what you know. And he said, I'll give you my whole staff for free. You got to build your business plan. You got to go do this. This is what God wants you to do. And I just kind of walked out of there, Sam, and I just kind of looked up to God myself. And I said, God, are you speaking to me through this really world renowned, famous guy? And I felt like, Sam, God said, yes, I am speaking to you through this guy. And so I literally, in 72 hours, I gave away my business. I burnt the bridge. I burnt the bridge to all my banking customers. I told them, don't call me, call these guys, because I knew I'd be tempted to go back because I was one of the top 10 bankers in America and very successful in what I did, you know, for many, many years. Mm-hmm. And so I burnt the bridge and I didn't know what it looked like, Sam, but I knew I had to help people have the same experience that I had. So next thing you know, guess what? I started in radio.
Mm-hmm.
I had a 2-hour radio show on Super Talk in Nashville, Tennessee, you know, every Sunday. And long story short, my business just blew up. I mean, you know, it just kept growing and growing and growing. And I think we're going to be on the Inc. list this year for one of the fastest growing companies in America. We just continue to just, you know, have exponential growth in our business.
Yeah.
But all that to say, how I got to California was, in all that success I was having in my health and wellness business, these guys showed up one day and asked me to go to Zurich, Switzerland for 4 days to help them to close a banking deal. And I said, well, I'm not even in banking anymore. They said, yeah, well, we know who you are. We need somebody like you to help us close this big deal in Zurich, Switzerland. And again, I just felt compelled, you know, like, oh, I'm supposed to go help these guys. Because it was a big deal. You know, it was over $1 billion deal.
Wow.
And so I go to Zurich, Switzerland, and I think I'm going for 4 days.
Mm-hmm.
And Sam, I ended up there for 2 years in Zurich,
really?
Switzerland, because I help lots of businessmen from all over the world to close all of these exotic type of business transactions. And
right.
So when I was in Switzerland, I thought California would be the last place I'd ever be. And especially being from Nashville, Tennessee, a lot of the Californians are moving to Tennessee,
yeah,
right?
Exactly.
And so I never thought I'd end up in California, but I was single, and I had prayed and asked God. I said, God, please, give me a good wife that just has a good heart. I don't care if she's dog ugly. I said, just give me a girl with the right heart. And that was really my prayer. I'm just being real with you.
Right.
Well, I came back from Zurich, Switzerland, stopped over here in California because I had a couple television offers to do a couple TV interviews and a couple radio interviews. Mm-hmm. And next thing you know, I get here. And had an amazing story just how, you know, I met my wife at a business. We were at a business entrepreneurial conference in San Diego. And she asked if she could interview me for a book she was writing on neuroscience. She said, well, man, you're an expert, you know, in health and wellness. She said, I need my last chapter of my book. It's on neuroscience and the health of the cells. And she said, you're the cellular expert of the world. Can I interview you? I said, sure. So we sat down and Sam, we literally... We did the interview, we recorded it, but we talked till about 4 o'clock in the morning. And I really just felt like God was saying, that's your wife.
Yeah, yeah.
And I
when
thought,
you talk that long into the morning, you know it's serious.
Yeah. But you know what? We never went on a date. I was speaking in 4 or 5 cities. That was before COVID.
Uh-huh.
I was speaking in 4 or 5 cities a week back at that time, all over on cellular health and helping people get healthy. And all I did was talk to her on the phone. And we really fell in love on the phone. And wow. 4 months later, we got married.
Yeah.
And you know, California girls, Sam, they're not moving from California. They're not leaving those palm trees and ocean, man.
Yeah. So you decided you got to move here.
So I did. So I've been here for 6 years. That's how I got to Orange County.
I see. Now, the company you have, Energized Health, right?
Yes.
Did you start that here or before that?
No, I started that in Tennessee.
I see.
Well... it's kind of a double answer. Okay. So I started the original company in Tennessee, and that was called the John Jubilee Transformation Experience.
Okay.
So that was the original name.
Right.
But when I married my wife, to honor her, because when we got married, we also married our sciences. Because my wife was an expert on cellular trauma.
I see.
And on all the neural things of the brain. Mm-hmm. So we married our sciences and we got married. Mm-hmm. And so then we changed the name to Energized Health. Because she's actually my CEO of our company.
Really?
So she's the CEO of the company. I'm the founder, you know, and creator of the 88-day protocol. But we married our sciences and we married our business.
Very, very impressive, you know. Now, what's it like working together with your wife? You guys get along pretty well?
You know what's amazing? I'm telling you what. Most people would have a hard time believing it. But we have such a depth of admiration and true love for each other. We have a lot of fun. We have a lot of fun working together. Because my wife is brilliant, Sam, but she is also fun as her middle name. Man, that girl is fun. She makes science fun.
Really?
She makes science fun.
Yeah.
And but we do everything together. Yeah, we literally, we have a studio right in our home, you know, that we do our podcast and our videos from. People that get on the Energized Health Protocol, there's a daily video every day. They watch a video for 5 to 10 minutes a day.
Right.
And we share all these stories, by the way. The things I'm sharing with you, we share how we overcame our cellular trauma.
Right.
How we overcame a lot of adversity in our life. And my wife has a story just like mine, by the way. Yeah. She has a really dramatic story.
Wow. Now, what's a cellular trauma? I mean, I understand trauma in general. But what is that? Explain that.
Yeah, so cellular trauma, and you know, I'll just use one example. But for those listening, you know, you think about what is your cellular trauma, because we all have it some way. Mm-hmm. So, like, for instance, my wife was sexually abused as a little girl. Mm-hmm. So when that happens to a young woman or a young girl, that trauma gets locked in their cells. Mm-hmm. It creates cellular memory. And so now it's trapped in there. So now the little girl grows up. Well, she doesn't realize she starts gaining weight,
right?
Fat. She's gaining fat. She's gaining weight. It's actually a protection. She doesn't want men to be attracted to her. So part of that cellular trauma, it creates a protection for the girl. I don't want men to be attracted to me because I don't want to be physically abused anymore.
Right.
And part of what we're able to do is help them recognize where's your trauma. And then the combination of the physical, the mental, and the spiritual, we're able to push that cellular trauma completely out of their cell. Wow. So now they can achieve their true genetic blueprint.
Right.
What are they really supposed to look like? What's their true shape? What's their true size? What's their true mental attitude supposed to be?
Right.
So we have so many people, Sam, that they'll say, I can't believe I feel like a different person.
Really?
Like, I feel like a different person.
Yeah.
And especially the couples, it's really fun because the wife will look at the husband and she'll be saying, honey, you are so different. You are so different. You're like a different human being. And he's kind of looking at her thinking, well, so are you. Yeah. But he doesn't want to say it.
Yeah. So it's not just physical, it's psychological.
Yes.
Quite a bit. And
absolutely.
You guys get into that as well.
We do. We do. We get into all that and we share it from our own perspective. Because
right.
we're like, hey, me too. You know,
right.
we also had lots of trauma in our life and lots of challenges. And so we can truly empathize with people because we know what that feels like when you have those things and you can't figure out how come I can't overcome this? How come I can't overcome this?
Right.
Well, we all need someone that's already walked the path.
Yeah.
If someone else has already overcame it, then they can give us a true helping hand because they already walked that path and they know how to actually do it.
Yeah.
But you know what happens in this world, Sam, is most of the time it's people are just reading books or they're surfing on the internet
mm-hmm.
and they're sharing information. Information does not change anyone's life.
Right.
Information does not. Impartation. When you've had an experience and you can impart your positive experience into someone else, that's transformative. Mm-hmm. That will change someone's life. But you can only impart something that you own.
That's true.
That you've been through.
That's true. Wow. So somebody comes to you, right? What's the first thing you do with them?
Yeah, so the first thing we do is we encourage them to make a commitment to transform. Okay. We say, look, you want to be your best you in your mind, in your body, in your spirit? Well, then we're going to invite you into a journey. It's an 88-day journey. Do you know that And by the way, a lot of famous people now, I've been teaching this for 27 years, but now it's a new science, you know, it's new for these other guys. Like Gary Brecker just put out a video, you know, he says, hey, 84 days, you can transform every cell in your body.
Uh-huh.
Well, I've been teaching that for 27 years, you know, that's why it's an 88-day transformation. Because you can literally change at the cellular level in 88 days. So we invite people into a journey and we just encourage them, look, we're going to, it's not simple what we teach, but we make it simple. We make it simple. So every day people get in their car, they turn their key, they push the button, that car starts. Well, do you know there's 37 electronic and mechanical functions that happen when you push the button?
Really?
But do we care what they are? We don't care. We just want to push the button, right? Or
exactly.
Just someone turn the key. So we don't care what it is. And that's what we do with cellular health.
Mm.
You know, so we have the only patent pending science in the world of intracellular hydration, how to get healthy at the cellular level. And this is all measurable, by the way.
Yeah.
So we use bioimpedance technology. We FedEx people a bioimpedance device to measure it in their own home. So they get to watch themselves like a science project, transforming day by day. But they feel it. They feel it. So here's what we teach. We teach, let's get healthy at the cellular level so you feel great. The side effect is you're going to gain your cellular hydration. You're going to gain lean muscle. You're going to lose subcutaneous and visceral fat. And you're probably going to reverse age about 20 years.
Really? 20 years.
But that's what happens from the inside.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'll ask your listeners out there, how many of you guys would like to never have to go to a doctor again?
Yeah.
How many would like to do that? Well, that's my real story. 27 years, not one medical doctor visit. Because it's hard to make a healthy cell sick.
Yeah.
It really is.
Really? So how do you hydrate a cell? What is that process like?
Well, that's the process that we make it simple, but it's not simple.
Mm-hmm.
So it is hundreds and thousands of pages of science-backed research that's in our patent.
Yeah.
So it's not simple, but we make it simple. And so during the 88 days, we teach you the steps. And by the way, it's only three simple steps for 2 weeks and then three simple steps for 88 days.
Mm-hmm.
So the 2 weeks is what we call the foundation phase. So it's like, let's lay a foundation to kind of prepare you to transform. So people realize after 2 weeks, they're like, well, that's so simple. Well, anybody could do that. And then the next 88 days, we just add three things to it. And they're like, well, I could do this for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
But I challenge people to, you know, if they just go on the website, here's what we do. We never sell. We never sell anything. We just share an experience. And we invite people into that shared experience. But we literally have on our website, it's virtually all testimonials. It's
really?
All that's on there. But you could pick your category. So if you're a woman, if you're a man, if you're struggling with high blood pressure, diabetes, spinal stenosis, back or neck pain, lack of energy, whatever it is, you just click your category and then you get to watch just real people. I mean, this isn't stuff done in a fancy studio. These people are taking their cell phones, Sam.
Yeah.
And they're just making these videos of saying, oh, my word. My doctor said I could never reverse this kidney failure, and it reversed. My doctor said I could never reverse my multiple sclerosis, but it reversed. My doctor said I could never reverse my fatty liver, but it reversed. So we have a saying, we reverse the irreversible.
Yeah. Were you able to fix your knees? I mean,
100%.
Really?
No, I'll tell you what, I was running in here too because I didn't want to be late. I was running in here. My knees are back like when I was 17 years old.
Really?
Yep. I have 2.5 centimeters of cartilage, the same I had when I was 17 years old. I got all my cartilage back. And no, I for fun go to a football stadium and I run to the top and run to the bottom for an hour.
That's amazing. Wow. So you teach people a new way to live, pretty much, right?
It really is, but it's a sustainable way to live.
Mm-hmm.
Because look, again, I would
tell... It's not like diets and things like this that's like temporary and you go back to the way you were. This is different.
Oh, it's totally different. It's totally... Look, I did that myself.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say to all the listeners out there, how many of you guys, you did a diet, it worked for a minute, and then you gained back all your weight.
Right.
And then a little bit more probably.
Yeah.
Like that was my experience. I did that 10 times, Sam. It's so frustrating.
Yeah.
It's so frustrating. Nothing ever helped my knees. You know, I bought supplements that cost $1,000 a month. You know, oh, this will fix it. No, it did not fix it. It did not fix it. It didn't even have a placebo effect. You know, it didn't help at all. And so I've been through that frustration of doing that. And again, I'd ask the listeners, how many of you guys had that experience? You know, somebody told you, oh, no, this is your answer. This will work. This will work. You know, I heard that stuff for 10 years, Sam.
Yeah.
And I spent over $100,000 trying everything they said would work. It didn't work.
Yeah.
And so for me, you know, this is, it's the fountain of youth. It's something that's simple. It's scientific, mm-hmm. but most importantly, it's sustainable.
Yeah.
Because I can tell you 27 years later, you know, I lost 10 inches in my waist and I'm still the same size today I was 27 years ago.
That's amazing.
And I eat real food.
Yeah.
Hey, we're in California, man.
Yeah. You know,
In-N-Out Burger, In-N-Out Burger. You guys know what a 4x2 is? That's what I get. I get 4 burgers and 2 slices of cheese.
Wow.
Those fries are
really?
Awesome. Really? No, you can eat everything in moderation for the rest of your life, you know.
That's
amazing. Every Sunday, I ate a double sausage, double pepperoni pizza. Mm-hmm. You know why? Because I can.
Yeah.
Because God gave you taste buds.
Right.
Why? Because
food
tastes good.
Right?
For a reason. If we were supposed to be eating tofu and wheatgrass, he wouldn't put taste buds in there.
That's true, yeah. So, okay, so someone comes to you, you give them like a plan and all that. Now, what does that involve? I mean, does it involve like how you eat, exercise, how you drink? What does it involve?
Yeah, well, that's a great question. So first of all, again, I make things so simple for people.
Right.
So the only two things they're going to give up, the only two things you're going to give up is sugar and white flour. Now,
gotcha.
Notice I said sugar. Uh-huh. I'm talking about white table sugar. You're going to give up white table sugar and white flour. And let me tell you why they need to give those up. Is when you're building your house, and you are the house. So if you build a house, Sam, how many times do you have to build a house?
Once.
One time.
Yeah.
If you build it right, you build it one time, and then you get to go live in that house.
Yeah.
So I teach people, look, let's bite the bullet for 88 days, and let's build the house. Because once we reset your metabolism, we reset your body at the cellular level, you're going to be healthy. You can eat everything in moderation. So you could put sugar back in. You could put white flour back in moderation once you build the house.
I see.
But here's what happens. What people don't realize is most people have some cancer cells in their body. Do you know there's only one nutrient to a cancer cell? One. Guess what it is?
I don't know.
Sugar.
Sugar.
It's sugar. And if you take white flour and touch it on human saliva, it turns into pure glucose. It's exactly the same chemical makeup as table sugar.
As sugar.
It's exactly the same.
Right.
So that's why we tell people, look, let's make sure we starve to death all the cancer cells in your body one time. Because once we starve them, they're out of there. They're gone. You don't ever have to worry about that again because you know your cells are all healthy. But until you do that, every time you eat sugar, you are nourishing and feeding cancer cells. It's the only nutrient to a cancer cell is sugar.
Yeah.
So we say, look, 88 days, we're going to cut out sugar and white flour. Now, by the way, you know what God's natural sweetener is? Honey. Honey. So we tell people, man, eat honey. Honey's super sweet. And,
That's true.
Use honey as a replacement. If you like stevia or monk fruit, we don't care if they use any natural sweetener.
Right. What about fruit?
Fruit is different. So absolutely they can eat fruit. Mm-hmm. Fruit is a super healthy thing. And it's not the same molecular. Even though fruit does have sugar in it, it doesn't. It's not the same chemical breakdown.
Gotcha.
You know, because again, anything God made that's on the outside of the grocery aisle, that's all good stuff.
Okay.
So fruit's out there, vegetables are out there. All that stuff is like, it's a free for all. You can eat all that stuff you want.
Right. So that means pretty much you cut out like bread and things like that.
No,
right?
No, absolutely not.
Oh,
come
but
on.
But you get like whole wheat or something
Can
like
I
that?
Tell you, Sam?
Yeah.
Jesus hates that keto diet. He said, give us this day our daily bread.
I know. I don't understand these people that do keto diets. You know, I mean, my brother's been doing it for years. I'm like, how could you live like this? There's so much food. There's so much great stuff out there. And you're denying yourself everything.
No. Yeah. Listen, and I would encourage anyone this. Look, if you love the keto diet and you want to do it, you could still do our cellular health protocol if you're on the keto diet. You could still do it if you're a vegan, if you're a vegetarian. You know, I'm in California here, obviously. There's a lot of vegans here. And and I tell them, listen, I love you, but the closest I'm getting to that diet is carrot cake. because I just believe in the moderation, but anyone can do it. So I have lots of vegans, lots of vegetarians, lots of keto people, but I in a loving and a fun way, I tease them. I say, hey, Jesus hates that diet because he said, give us this day our daily bread. And he's the bread of life, right?
Right.
But I personally eat bread every day. I just eat whole wheat bread.
Right.
I eat whole wheat bread. So right. People can eat whole wheat bread, sourdough bread, rye bread.
Even sourdough.
Yeah.
That's not bad at all.
No.
Yeah, I love sourdough.
No, so you can eat all that. We just say give up the actual white bread and white sugar. So on the diet, that's all they have to give up. So literally that means you could eat corn tortilla tacos. Mm-hmm. You could eat pasta, just eat whole wheat pasta or protein pasta. You can have spaghetti and meatballs. Like, you can eat steak and potato. You can eat everything on what we teach and still get healthy. So everyone can do that. That's why it's sustainable. And by the way, we have a Jubilee fudge, but we sweeten it with honey. Mm-hmm. And man, I'm telling you, it's fudge, man. Like,
really?
It's like you're eating that thinking, I'm allowed to eat that? That just seems too good to be true.
Wow.
But they could eat it every day.
Yeah.
They could eat fudge every day. So that's how the diet, and I hate that word diet, by the way. So I call it lifestyle. Mm. So it's like, hey, here's a healthy food lifestyle. All we're taking out, sugar and white flour.
Right.
And then I teach one cellular health exercise. Now, it's proprietary, but they could literally do it while they're watching TV. Mm-hmm. They could do it while they're making phone calls. You could do it right here while you're on the radio show. So
really?
I actually have some radio guys, Sam. Uh-huh. They do it while they're on the air.
Really?
Yeah, they do it while they're on the air. Because I have school teachers. They do it while they're teaching class at school. So there's one cellular health exercise. So you commit 1 hour a day. I'm going to do this cellular health exercise. But again, you could do it anywhere, anytime. You just, make a commitment that you're going to do that, because that's very important to get healthy at the cellular level.
Right.
But there's no crazy sit-ups or running or, there's nothing like that, involved. So it's counterintuitive, really, what makes us healthy and what keeps us healthy. But
that's
then once
true.
You learn this way of life, that's why people, I got clients in their 90s that started in their 90s, by the way.
Really?
Yeah. Got a 92-year-old couple, actually from Tennessee, Joe and Mary Kleinard. And they came to me and said, John, we're 92. Can we do this protocol? I said, well, as long as you guys promise not to die on me. I said, that'd be bad for my marketing. They said, no, we'll stay alive as long as we can.
Yeah.
Well, they did it. And then Joe got into this rowing. They get on those rowing machines and they time them, how many rows they do in an hour. Well, he won the state championship of Tennessee, number one in the whole state for 70 and over of the most rows.
Then seriously.
Then he went to the national competition in Boston, Massachusetts, and he won the national title. He missed the world record by 18 rows. And he told me, he said, John, I'm so pissed. I missed the world record by 18 rows. And I said, Joe, don't be upset. I go, dude, those guys are 20 years younger than you.
Yeah. What are you talking about?
Those guys are 70, man. You're 92 and you almost set but he still won the national championship.
Wow.
And then she ran for mayor. She ran for mayor and was elected mayor of Fairview, Tennessee at 93 years old. Jeez. Because her clarity, her mental clarity and her energy was so high. She said, well, I'm smarter than all these young whippersnappers. I'm going to go run for mayor.
Yeah.
And she was elected mayor.
Wow. Wow. Give people the website. By now, they probably are really curious to know.
Yeah. So it's Energized, E-N-E-R-G-I-Z-E-D, EnergizedHealth.com. And when you go on that website, just click the red button, and that'll just take you to a short masterclass, and you get to meet my beautiful wife, Chelsea, and get to see how fun she is. But we just talk to you for about 15 minutes and give you some inspiration. But then I encourage you guys, I want you to invite you to be a beautiful, beloved skeptic. And the reason I say that, Joe, is, I believe skeptical people are intelligent people.
Right.
It's okay to be skeptical, but do your research.
Right.
And then be willing to do something if it proves out.
That's
if
true.
It proves out.
Yeah.
Big IF. But I can tell you right now, guys, that you go, you put in Energized Health and go look in Trustpilot, Google reviews, Facebook reviews, Better Business Bureau, A+, five star. Like, I challenge you to find something negative. 27 years we've been helping people since 1997.
Wow.
And you'll see pretty much every review, Joe, it says the same thing. Mm-hmm. It literally says, and I'm talking to every person out there, every Joe, John, Mary, Sally, go do your homework, and you're going to see, here's what they say. It sounded too good to be true. but it was true. Mm. It changed my life.
Yeah.
It did everything they said and then some. That's literally what they say.
Yeah.
And I love to say that because I could say anything from my side, you know, because I'm the owner and the founder.
Right.
But when you go listen to what thousands of people have said for 27 years, that's right. Indisputable, undeniable, empirical evidence.
Yeah.
And on the front of that website, when you go on that Energized Health, go look at Dr. Brian Taylor. Mm-hmm. I met this guy in person, just like I'm sitting here with you. Mm-hmm. And he said, John Jubilee, you came highly recommended. I want to try your protocol, but I'm just telling you, I believe I'm going to get a refund. He said, because I don't think it's going to work for me. Because I tell people, if you do it as we tell you to do it, and it doesn't work, we'll refund your money.
Wow.
And he said,
there you go.
And he said, look, I got kidney failure, man. That's irreversible. Six of my colleagues, my fellow doctors, all said, you can never reverse that. And I said, well, I'm just going to respectfully disagree with them, Dr. Taylor. You try this. I said, I will 100% money back guarantee you that kidney failure will reverse. Well, guess what? Now he's on the front of my website saying it did reverse.
Wow.
But he says he can't explain medically how it did.
Yeah.
But it did.
That's amazing. Now, so how long do people need you? Only for the 88 days and then they already know their lifestyle? Or how long do they really have to?
No, I'm glad that you said that. So they actually do only need me for the 88 days, but it's a lifetime program.
I see.
They get me for their whole life. So I've had clients, including Dr. Ron Durr, has been my client for 27 years. Mm-hmm. So I've had clients with me for 27 years because once they get healthy, we teach them the lifestyle celebration phase.
Okay.
And I'm not saying this to brag. I'm just saying this to encourage people. So I've actually gotten a little bit stronger every year of my life for 27 years. So I'm 63 years old today. And just this past year.
And as you guys can see, he doesn't look 63 years old at all.
Well, and I actually just set a world record mm-hmm. on a chest press, 555 pounds, 14 reps. 14 reps.
14 reps.
With 555. And look, I'm a normal guy. No testosterone, no steroids.
Do you work out, though, regularly?
Well, you know what? I do. But again, it's the intercellular hydration. Muscles are 75% water. So everybody thinks, oh, it's the protein, it's the meat to build your muscle. No. It's the hydration is 75% of your muscle strength and your muscle growth and your energy level. If in your brain you're just 10% dehydrated, you lose half your brain activity. Half
really?
Your neurotransmitters and brain synapses are gone.
Yeah.
So you go from an 8-cylinder to a 4-cylinder just with that tiny bit of dehydration.
Uh-huh.
So the key is the intercellular hydration. That's the game changer for everybody.
I see. Wow. Amazing. Well, we only have a couple of minutes, so energizedhealth.com.
Yep.
John Jubilee, and your wife Chelsea is also part of this.
Yes.
Go out there, guys. Check it out. I'm very impressed. You know, I think I'm going to try this, you know.
I mean,
you got me sold on this idea, you know, because, you know, I'm looking for ways to lose weight, to feel better, to be more energized, and things like that. You know, I'm 63 years old. I don't want to feel old, you know. So, this sounds like a winner to me, you know. I mean, it's amazing. And 27 years, you don't need more experience than that to tell you this thing works, you know. Yeah.
No, that's it. Well, if you're willing to do it, I would give you a challenge to actually post a before picture and then post every 4 weeks, post a transformation. And I would encourage all of you listeners of this awesome man to get behind him, do it with him, but also watch his success.
Well, thank you.
Watch his success of what he does.
Yeah. I mean, you know, yeah, if I can see this is working, I'm going to talk about this every day to everybody. Are you kidding me? But it's amazing because, you know, I've been struggling, you know, with diets and things like that. And I mean, I love sugar, really. But lately I've been cutting it out too, you know, so I don't think it's going to be that hard for me to get used to this, you know?
No, 100%. I want to tell you real quick, the only if we crave sugar, we're dehydrated.
Really?
Sugar craving is only because we're dehydrated. Mm. So the body knows it really needs water, but the easier fix, short fix, is sugar. So once you get hydrated, you won't even crave sugar. So I was a crazy sugar addict, ate a whole 1 pound bag of M&Ms at a time and whole thing of Oreos, nutty bars. I was a crazy sugar addict. Krispy Kreme donuts. I was always going through that drive through, you know, every time the sign lit up.
Uh-huh.
I was a crazy sugar addict, but I'm telling you, I don't even crave sugar today.
Yeah.
I eat it because I enjoy it, but I have no craving for it.
So you eat it in moderation.
Yeah, moderation. Yeah.
When you want to and things like that,
yes,
right? What about the white flour? Do you give that up forever?
Well, you know what? I don't, because most of my pizza I eat has white flour.
Right.
So I eat my pizza every Sunday. So I still eat that in moderation too.
Yeah. Wow. That's amazing. I'm willing to take the challenge. Thank you.
All right.
You.
Let's do it.
Sounds good. Everybody check me out as I progress with this. And I'll definitely put a before and after picture there or pictures to see. So 88, that's like 3 months.
Yeah. 3 months.
3 months. That's not too bad.
No.
You know, to commit to something.
To snap.
Yeah.
To change your whole life in just 88 days.
Right.
Best investment of your life.
So you're just changing your foundation, really, so you can continue living a more healthy life
100%.
After that. Wow. John Jubilee, thank you so much for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me. I'm honored.
Of course. The website, again, is energizedhealth.com. Give it a try and check it out. All the testimonials, I think they'll sell anybody on this idea.
You know what? It's sharing a real story of real people, and you can have what they have if you'll do what they did.
Sounds good. Can't beat that. All right, John, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
All the best to you. Continued success to you. You're a very inspiring human being, and I can see why you're doing what you're doing, and I think people will appreciate that quite a bit, you know. So you got to be proud of yourself. I'm sure you are.
Well, I'm grateful. I'm grateful to God that he's blessed my life, for sure.
There you go. And there's a commercial for God as well. So have some faith, folks. Okay, thank you, everybody, for listening. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you all tomorrow.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning, only on LA Talk Radio.